So I have to say, Michael, I like your abstracts a lot on the paper that you sent out.
Yeah, thank you for a nice, tidy abstract. Gets right to the, captures the essence of the paper.
Yeah, I really tried to, you know, I mean, really what I did is just take what you know, you and Michelle had done and really just kind of hacked it and taken out the parts that were all about the assessment.
Well, I think that we have to at this point and pare back and then build up again now that we have more focus.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I really see, you know, both in looking at our paper and also reading through Chapter 13 of Chance Delmas and Garfield, the benefit of really getting at the core preconceptions, the core concepts, I guess, within each area, and then using that as a building block instead of what we tried early on of just creating the building block without knowing the foundation.
Right. And I think it's, again, kind of funny that we go back to Bob and Andy's email from how many years ago.
Oh, funny in a depressing way a bit, but yeah.
Well,
it's good that
they've been there, I think.
Yeah, and it's good that we're there again. And I think that we're going to have a pretty solid building block for what we want to do in the future.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's right. You know, I do have to say it also is a little daunting, though, to compare, you know, to read their book chapter and then think about writing an article on a similar thing. Like, wow, we pale in comparison to what they've done.
Right.
And so, I don't know. I think that's one of those things that I'll just need to get over. And, you know, and the reality is we're talking about publishing an article, not writing a book chapter. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm really curious once we get it together what Bob's responses would be. You know, in terms of the contribution to what's out there. And that's why it was actually nice to find that email saying this is, you know, an important thing to do.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
well, the fact is there still isn't a whole lot of empirical research on these things. Laying the foundation for the actual empirical research is pretty important.
One of the things that I'd love to put on the agenda for today is there is a meeting at ASA headquarters in a couple weeks where, I don't know how I got on this list, but Dennis and Joan have asked a couple folks to get together to talk about the research agenda of post-secondary undergraduate statistics education. And I'm wondering, I know one of the questions that's been coming up on some other work I was doing with Dennis was the idea of inviting a handful of schools and teachers to join a larger level research study on some aspects of statistics education. And so I wonder if, you know, I should push a little bit for our stuff to be included as, you know, stuff to be researched into the future. I'm not sure that we're ready for that because we don't have an assessment tool, but that might be something that could be a carrot for us to move us along to develop it if we could be included in something like that.
You're talking about like existing projects that they're going to include researchers from across?
Correct.
Okay, so if we had an assessment tool developed, that would be an opportunity for us to collect a lot of data. Is that part of this too?
Yeah, well, to either validate the assessment tool if we're able to work with it, or if we can get it established by then, we could really get a database of, you know, a large number of students and how they perform on the tool and use that to kind of validate the instrument once it's been created.
I think that would be great.
Mm-hmm. It'd be a good resource.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know whether that's a real possibility or not, but...
Well, I think you'll hear the tone at the meeting and you'll know if it's worth mentioning or not. And I think if you see an opportunity for it to be mentioned, it would be wonderful if you would do so.
Okay, great.
Sounds like a good approach to it. Let you kind of see what, feel it out when you get a little more information. Well, we should think about what we want to do today. Should Michael, do you want to say anything about the revision you made on the paper, issues that you think we ought to focus on?
Yeah, so I think that, I didn't have it up in front of me, so I'll just call it up while we're talking. I think that, you know, again, the goal of what I had done was to just hack through what was there already and focus it around the literature and the concepts that we've been talking about rather than the assessment piece. I think that the challenges for us, as I mentioned in the email, I think are going to be, you know, where does this really fit in the literature? Like, have we done enough? I've never done a literature review before. All of my papers are statistical analyses. So I don't have any conception of what's required to be, you know, peer review publication worthy in terms of a literature review.
I haven't either. Maybe part of doing this, I'll volunteer. I mean, I'm going to help with the writing as well, but I can volunteer to look through some, like, JSE articles or, you know, anything that might be similar just to help us find a format. I know that Bob sent us something a long time ago that they had written that was, I think, a little more extensive than just a literature review, but it was a large part of it. So do you think that would be useful, is to get some examples?
Yeah, I mean, I guess just in terms of the framing, because the thing that I, you know, didn't even start doing that I think we need to spend time on is for each of the prerequisite concepts. So for variability, distributional thinking, sampling, we need to write up very well what people have done and then be very clear, maybe not in each of those sections, but globally, what our contribution is. So far, my framing is that there have been people in different areas that have talked about each of these separately, but to kind of bring them all together into one is the benefit of what we're presenting,
mm-hmm.
In particular to deal with the overlapping points.
So the other question that I have is, I think it was also in the email that you reminded us that Bob had sent, 2008. Do you guys think that this lit review is tying everything together and also letting people know, you know, the start of our assessment and okay, all of this is together, now this is what should be measured in each year. Do we lay out the foundation for the next step, or do you not do that because it kind of gives someone else an opportunity? Do you know what I mean?
To usurp our research and do their own assessment tool?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm always concerned about that, but I think we at least need to mention that it's future research plans.
I seem to remember Bob saying that was the format for a lit review paper like this, is that you set everything up and then your closing remarks start to go into what you plan to do next.
Right.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't. We're pretty far ahead of anybody else probably on this in terms of whether our paper would stimulate somebody to, you know, begin anew. It's a bigger job than maybe meets the eye. I don't know. You know, sometimes when people write what they're going to do next, you think, well, okay, is that, you know, just do it, rather
mm-hmm.
than talking about what you might do, because sometimes you think it's kind of pie in the sky. So I mean, it just depends on how we handle that. But I think it makes sense to talk about that as the next step that needs to be done, and that you know, maybe even something along the lines of an approach to it that we've been doing. But yeah.
Yeah, I think it sounds like we're all in agreement that we want to put it in there. The question is how we frame it.
Right. Yeah.
You know, because to your point, Dale, we also need to make sure we don't give too much. So that the reviewers then say, well, if you've done some of this already, why don't you give it to me?
Well, that's true.
Because the answer is, it's not in, you know, it hasn't covered the same concepts that we're now discussing,
right.
So that it's incomplete.
Right, and it's another topic, another paper, really. That's another whole effort.
Right.
Yeah. Well, so next steps on this.
Yeah. I read through what Michael had sent out, and I got, thank you very much for doing it, and it's getting us off to a good start again. I agree that we need to beef things up. I don't think that we have big gaping holes, you know, with the concepts we've identified in our tables now. don't think there are huge gaping holes, but it definitely needs to be built up. And so I'm wondering if it would be more worthwhile today instead of just going through that paper. Because to be honest, you know, reading through it, I don't even have anything that jumps out at me right now to discuss today, other than to maybe take Michael's suggestions about what we should be doing next. You know, one person that would volunteer, or maybe two people, I think you suggested, beefing up the middle, someone else talking more about what we're going to do next, someone else, I don't know, looking at the framing, like you mentioned. Is it more worthwhile just to divide those things up and do some work on that? Or maybe I shouldn't just assume that you don't have comments about the paper itself, but I don't right now.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think what needs to happen on the paper is, you know, each of us, either in turn or in parallel, take kind of, you know, ownership of it and work on it, and not just comment on what's already there. I think that that'll add the meat to the paper that will make it closer, that'll push it closer to ready to go.
We also have, like, lurking somewhere the table that Michelle had started connecting our existing assessment items to our new table, right?
I took it out of the paper draft that I have, but yes, that's there.
But it's somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking for the paper, but I'm just thinking for us to continue developing that assessment item and to help us realize where we're deficient and things like that. I don't think it should be in the paper, but I just want to make sure that we have it.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was a great presentation to look exactly at what we have and what we don't have. So I agree. I think that was that's a fantastic thing that we should come back to.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, a section that we don't have much on or really much anything is the so what section, you know, the implications for research and teaching. That's probably something that we could probably brainstorm a bit. We could talk about what direction that might go and see what kinds of ideas we'd want to put in there.
Okay.
I mean, just a global impact of this paper is stimulating people to just even think about these issues, you know, that to be aware of what students know and don't know, how important that is. And when
right. So I have a suggestion. If we spend a few minutes brainstorming that, Dale, would you be willing to write that up into that section of the paper?
Well, probably so. I know you suggested that earlier, and I sort of started, and then I kind of ran out of steam on it in terms of, well, what are the implications other than the kind of the obvious, you know, the global one that, you know, think about it. But we don't have the measures yet, so short of that. What else? Well, let's do the brainstorming, see where we go. What are your thoughts on what kinds of things we want to put in there?
So I think we've talked about kind of the where we go next is part of the so what, you know, in that these can be used to develop an assessment item in order to improve future teaching.
Mm-hmm. They bring some focus to teaching also, you know, in terms of to be thoughtful about these underlying concepts and to try to make sure that they're addressed, not just assume that people have them.
Right. Yeah, I mean, for me, part of the benefit personally is that we are, you know, focused and very clear. I our discussions about the wording has made it very clear what we're trying to get across.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that for someone who is a new teacher of statistics, to be able to have something like this to read through would be fantastic. You know, once they've taken a course or two in statistics and they're ready to start teaching the course, to be really clear that they understand each of those concepts before going in to teach it,
mm-hmm.
I think would be a great point.
Yeah. At this point, these recommendations or these ideas are, they're good common sense, but there's not specific research on this, I think, is, you know, so in terms of how we say what are the implications of our work for research and teaching, it's more theoretical or conceptual rather than empirical at this base, at this point.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, writing, you know, writing the concepts down like this is going to help people write better tests and assessment instruments. I mean, not ones that are going to be used on a research scale, but like an exam in a classroom.
Right. Yeah. So that, it would have implications for the lecturing, too, to think through to make sure that you cover each of these things. In the presentation.
You know, one of the things that, Chancellor Moss and Garfield did nicely is that they listed the concepts, and then they listed, so what should students be able to do?
Mm-hmm.
How can they demonstrate their proficiency in these areas, which I thought was really nice. I don't know if we want to go that way, but I thought it was a really nice presentation.
Yeah,
I think that would be a huge contribution to the profession, and as you mentioned, especially teachers who maybe haven't had a stats class, and then they're thrown into teaching one maybe at the high school level. And having a list of what students should understand is great, but physically what they should be able to do is very useful.
Yeah, that kind of ties into our assessment, you know, things that we want to, what we test on or what we want people to be able to do, presumably.
I don't think it necessarily fits right now, but down the road as well, one of our implications for research and teaching is, you know, if we can look into this, you know, what is the correlation of their understanding of the prerequisite concepts and sampling distributions themselves? Is there evidence that they can really get sampling distributions without understanding all of the prereqs or not? Because I think that's going to be a very interesting question to investigate, but I don't think we're maybe ready to go there yet.
Yeah.
It would be interesting if we could check the pre-college requirements or recommendations for statistics, you know, the Common Core standards or the, you know, NCTM stuff, about which of these topics are actually supposed to be covered beforehand.
Yeah. So,
I mean, the problem is none of us are familiar with it, but
right, and each state might, I don't know. I think there are differences across state. I'll look into the Minnesota.
Well, but the Common Core standards that I mentioned, put out by the National Governors Organization, was something approved by all the governors.
So the NCTM, right? National, you're saying?
Yeah, that Common Core standards that I mentioned in the draft that I put out. I mean, that's okay. And I have a copy of it. I can send it around.
That would be great.
Yeah, there's also the AP guidelines and goals and so forth.
Yep. Do you want to, are you taking notes, Dale, on this?
Well, I've got some notes. But it's still, I'm struggling with it. We don't have a lot of hard content on this. I mean, we have, I think, common sense kind of implications. But it's going to be kind of, you know, speculative and recommendation and advice.
Right. I mean, maybe we just need to caveat everything by saying, you know, this is the beginning of research that will help inform these. Not this is the end-all, be-all.
Right, or at least it's a suggested focus for research, or it's a starting point for research, right?
And I think it can be a short and sweet section as well of the paper, right? I mean, it doesn't have to be too lengthy.
At this point. I think can't be real long. There's not a whole lot to say.
Do you think you could get a nice paragraph
earlier.
Or two written, Dale?
What's that?
Do you think that you could come up with a nice paragraph or two given?
Oh, I don't know about nice, but I can come up with a paragraph.
I'm sure it'll be nice.
It would be a start anyway, something that we can... Well, let's see. So then other things, there's kind of a balancing act here between, you know, to be efficient in doing this, not end up going in different directions and then having to redo things versus, Michael's suggestion of each of us kind of taking ownership of it. I like that idea, although in practice it's going to be a little tricky to make sure that we kind of stay on the same page and keep it coordinated. But, the paper's interesting. I mean, I like reading it already. If you kind of put on a fresh eye, just say, okay, starting at scratch on this and just come out. There's a lot of interesting information there. You know, like you were saying, and Tish was saying, for like a beginning teacher, if I'd have run across something like this earlier, I really would have soaked it up.
Although the reality is, I think if you'd have come across this earlier, you wouldn't have appreciated its importance.
That may be true, too. Yeah, when you start really paying attention to what students know. You know, when you ask these conceptual questions on final exams, it's often a little discouraging. I just had final not so long ago and put in a bunch of questions that were really pretty conceptual. You know, and it's great. Some students just nail it. Solid. And other students, you wonder, where were they? But anyway, this gives us a good set of really clear concepts. That's why it's helpful for teachers for sure. Well, let's see. Anything? I don't really have any details on the paper either, other than we've kind of gone before. What do you think the next steps here? Then I'll fiddle with a paragraph.
I'm willing to look at beefing up parts of each section, and I actually am back to work now. My vacations are over for a while, so. I'm not teaching any summer classes. I should have a lot of time. I can also look at the, if we come up with a few suggestions for how to frame the paper, I can think about that at least, in addition to working on the middle a little bit.
Yeah, to see if you find some ideas or general approaches that we should consider different from what we've done.
So maybe... The plan is if Dale has something to add, he can send it to Tisha, and then Tisha can kind of work on what's there to beef it up a bit.
Then,
by the next meeting, we can get a report on where it stands. We can all hopefully read through it a bit. And then, I'm not even sure that the meetings need to be that long, but then maybe, Michelle or I can take it again and, keep working on it and building it up, unless we want to parallel process any of this. I don't, there's something nice to having someone having the whole paper to frame it. But when it's just kind of like looking up the extra literature pieces and the background to some of the stuff, we might be able to do it separately.
But the paper really does benefit from having one person look at the whole thing. And,
right.
The other question I have, not directly about the paper at all, but what is the date for ICOTS, Michael?
The actual dates of the conference?
Yeah.
It is July 11th is when it starts.
I'm wondering if we should devote a conference call to that presentation to help Michelle. Are you going as well?
I'm not.
You're not?
I'm not. No, it was just too much for me to do another conference.
Because I think Michelle had an outline and everything. Sort of ready to go, at least a long time ago. We had to write the paper for it.
Yeah.
But especially now if we're changing some things with our, at least our intentions regarding the assessment, if I were in Michelle's shoes, I would like some conversation with the group before putting it together. But maybe she has ideas and she just would rather do it via email or something. But that's just going to sneak up on us quickly.
Right.
And then well, right around the corner from that is JSM.
JSM.
Yeah, we invite her if there's anything that she would think would be helpful from us to be sure to ask.
I think that's a good suggestion.
Summer's going to be over before I'm ready for it to be over.
Oh my God! Yeah.
It's
I cut JSM.
Done,
yeah.
Fall semester. And then
yeah.
Some of us also have tenure applications, right, Tisha?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, yeah.
I think that's a great idea. Do we want to pick a tentative meeting for, like, 2 weeks from now or something and put that as number one on the agenda item?
Yeah, I think that would be great. And then if Michelle feels pretty confident with things, then we'll have time to talk about the paper that we should have more work on as well.
Right.
Let me get my calendar.
Okay. So you think 2 weeks? Is that like it is time, I suppose? That would be the 15th?
I mean, I would actually ask Tisha, you know, so if the goal in terms of work product, if the goal is for you to have the next round of the paper, when is a good time frame for
yeah.
you?
2 weeks should work. I have some time this week and next week, too, where I'm going to go into the office and not let anybody know I'm there.
That's a good trick, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me
Okay, well, let's see, in terms of time, same time work for everybody?
So I cannot do that Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
I could do Wednesday.
That's the 16th?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that Wednesday would work for me.
Okay, so we just need to check with Michelle. I can do the usual. I can give her an email, and if it's okay with her, I'll set up the call.
I'm sorry, yeah, you guys are talking about 1 or 2 p.m. Eastern still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that work?
Yeah, it sure does. I just wanted to make sure that put it in my calendar right.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. I'll say I can do either Wednesday or Thursday almost any time. So if Michelle can't do Wednesday, Thursday should work for me too, the 17th.
It would work for me too. I'm wide open.
Okay. Yep. That's a wonderful schedule. My calendar is empty those days. Wow.
Maybe we should try and not teach all year round. I don't think we can get away with that. Yeah,
yep.
True.
That's what I always joke. I'm like, the students are getting in my way of getting
I know. And then my big fear about saying that is that one of them is actually going to hear me and think that they're supposed to take me seriously. That's like my big fear. Like, no, I really love teaching, you know.
You're my favorite part of all this, I promise.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Dale, you're going to send Michelle a note?
Yeah, I'll send a note, and then if it's okay with her, I'll schedule it and then send a note to everybody on that.
That would be great.
Great.
So I will just send some things around. Maybe at intermediate stages as well, just to get some comments, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
All right. That sounds good.
Okay.
Great.
Well, I think we're set, huh?
You guys don't have to listen to a little girl then.
Well, I was actually looking forward to it, you know.
Yeah, the baby voices. Last
reminiscing.
Night she was in the bathtub, and every time she has all these little toy animals floating around, and I would pick it up and say, horse sheep, and she'd just look at me like you're crazy. And then I picked up the duck, and I said, duck, and she thought it was the funniest thing in the world. And this morning, still, when I look at her and say duck, she giggles, so I have no idea. But that's been fun.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, it's great. It's finding things are amusing if you just have the right frame of mind. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
The kid sees joy in everything.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well,
my husband,
I guess we're.
I think it was a productive meeting still. It's
oh,
good
yeah.
to keep us on track at least.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Okay. So 2 weeks it will be.
Okay. Sounds good.
Unless,
all right.
If it happens to be the day my daughter gives birth, I will let people know.
We'll let you.
I'll say, let us know as best as you can, Dale. If you don't show up, we'll know there's a good reason. So.
Right. Yeah. Okay, real good. So have a good couple weeks, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
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 Thank you. Please stand by.